Diary's Musings, Tuesday the 15th of February 2011. Small town mentalities. As I've got older and explored the world a bit, city to city, country to country, bit by bit, I found that the most stark and interesting times are often spent travelling between small town and small town, as opposed to the big ones. We're all from small towns really, aren't we? Apart from the ones who were born smack bang in the middle of the city centre and raised there too like a raccoon or something. Rare. Living in a totally different to small town. Obviously. Mentality is something I don't understand, and vice versa. But that's only because city dwellers have forgotten their small town roots, deep down. I recently found that my adventures between small town and small town have been something I've been genuinely proud of. I need to get a zoomed in ordnance survey map and place little pins on each tiny town I visit and put it on my bedroom wall like a cool travelly person in films, mapping my world domination at 10 miles by epic 10 miles. The kind of people I meet are the kind of people I grew up around. The ones who have stayed where they are because they are comfy with that. They go to work, come home, get sozzled, snog a random, get married, have 34 kids, go to work, get pissed. Every day. The rivalries, politics, and schematics of each town are very, very, very important to them. As an outsider, you walk into a pub and everyone looks at you. You're being scanned for oddities, baby-making abilities, and which rugby team you support. If you waltz up and talk to so-and-so instantly, you end up offending a whole faction of the town because so-and-so is currently in a feud with what's-his-name because he had the last Yorkie from the spa and called his mama slapper. It's some of the best, although slightly worrying, fun I've had in ages. It makes coming back to my small town very satisfying. I feel like hugging Di the Builder or Brian the Farmer when I pass them saying, "Thank you. Thank you for being so concerned with the tiny goings-on of daily life in our little town. It makes me feel all snuggly." Oh, and Brian and Di, they don't speak, so don't be telling them I spoke to both of them, alright? Love, Barry.